Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Monday, September 1st, 2008, Labor Day here in the United States of America. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Esther is here with us today, and we'll read the scripture verse in a few moments. And it's once again a joy to share a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, Considering the Ant. The scripture text, which Esther will read, is from Proverbs 6, verse 6.
Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise.
Well, today is Labor Day here in the U.S., and although it may not be a holiday where all of our readers live, today's theme will be applicable to all. In the daily text, Solomon is teaching the value of labor with a rather harsh rebuke to the sluggard.
I recall a teaching moment from my dad as a small child. We were out visiting a public place in the Kansas City area, and there were large black ants on the sidewalk. My dad saw me step on one and corrected me, explaining they were living as God intended and were not harming us in any way. Edward O. Wilson is a professor at Harvard University and very likely the world's foremost authority in myrmecology, which is the study of ants. I still recall an article of his in Reader's Digest many years ago, probably going back to the 70s, and I marveled that anyone would devote their lives to such a study. He has a 736-page book titled The Ants, which is the standard work on the little critter, and he has since written a sequel titled Journey to the Ants.
King Solomon also found the ant an interesting point of observation, and we find in this observation another timeless lesson from God's Word. Solomon said, go and consider. Well, you rarely have to go out of your way to see ants, since regardless of where you may live, ants also inhabit nearby, and hopefully outdoors.
That's right. But taking the time to consider the ants' ways takes some effort. Solomon was sure good at that, for we read that he described plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of the walls. He also taught about animals and birds, reptiles and fish in 1 Kings 4, verse 33. More recently, Benjamin Franklin observed that, quote, none preaches better than the ant. She says nothing, end quote. Well, join us today in considering the ways of the ant.
Number one, the ant demonstrates teamwork. Reverend McKay, a missionary to Uganda, Africa, tells how one day he saw a colony of soldier ants suspend themselves by their bodies joined together. They were extending from the ground upward through the air to a piece of meat suspended from a branch of a tree, thus forming a sort of Jacob's ladder of themselves. Upon this ladder, the feebler members of the ant colony climbed and supplied their wants.
The ant demonstrates diligence. We can see that wherever we live in virtually all of our observations of ants. They are busy in the work God created for them.
The ant demonstrates preparation. Proverbs 30:25 says, they store up their food in the summer.
The ant demonstrates strength. An ant lifts a load many, many times its own weight. In fact, I read that a man would have to lift a diesel locomotive and carry it on his back to compare with that of the ant.
The ant demonstrates resourcefulness. A biologist tells how he watched an ant carrying a piece of straw and came to a crack in the earth that was too wide for it to cross. It stood for a time as though pondering the situation, then put the straw across the crack and walked over upon it.
Well, Solomon says to, quote, consider its ways, the ways of the ant, and be wise. Have you watched any ants lately? Certainly you got a lesson today. Are not all these characteristics needed in our lives today as we seek to be wise before God?
Let's all pray together. Father, help us to be team workers who are diligent, prepared, strong, resourceful, and wise in all our endeavors. These characteristics common to the ant are of great benefit to us as we follow your daily leading in our lives. We thank you for the ability to work physically and to enjoy the reward of our labor. We're grateful to you for supplying all that we have need of. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us today. Many, we realize, will not access the message on Labor Day, at least here in the States. But we don't write for just our American listeners. We write for people all over the world and prepare the podcast as well. So wherever you're from, I read that ants are everywhere except Antarctica and a few islands. You likely have ants nearby. As Brooksine said, hopefully not in your home. That's been a real pain to us through our, well, so often, Brooksine particularly, does not like ants in the house. Well, our daily encouragement site is on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we prepared for Monday, September 1st, 2008. We do have a photo up on the site if you would be interested of an ant, but also one that we just took last night during our walk. The first time Brooksine's been able to make the entire trail walk since her broken ankle in May, of a pond about a mile from our home. Well, thanks for joining us, and may you be encouraged and strengthened today in your walk with Christ.